This Sunday, we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. The psalm of the day is Psalm 29. The scripture readings for this Sunday are the Old Testament reading taken from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 9. The epistle is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 to 11. And the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this Sunday from the book of St. Matthew. He will read that for you now, with the sermon for this Sunday titled, Revelation, Consecration, Preparation.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan, to John, to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Amen. The baptism of Jesus takes up just a few verses in the Gospels. St. Matthew's account, which we just heard, is the longest. And it's only 5 verses. But packed into those 5 verses is a surprising amount of good news. Jesus was baptized. And that baptism is 3 things: revelation, consecration, and preparation. Jesus' baptism is, first of all, revelation. It reveals wonderful things that we wouldn't otherwise know. The Father's voice from heaven proclaims it. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This seemingly ordinary man named Jesus, the carpenter's son, Mary's kid, who grew up in Nazareth. This is the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds. Who would have known it? We wouldn't have known it, not by looking at Jesus. Nothing in his appearance said, This is the Son of God. That fact was hidden, buried beneath his humble humanity. For 30 years, Jesus lived in obscurity up in Nazareth. Nazareth really wasn't much. People lived there and worked there and went to church there, but it was a town that generated few headlines, good, bad, or otherwise. For 3 decades, Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life. He perfectly loved his Father in heaven, kept the Lord's name holy, kept the Sabbath, honored his parents, did not murder, commit adultery, steal, lie, or even covet. You would have thought him to be a decent guy, honest, but nothing more. And then one day, when Jesus was about 30 years old, he came down from Nazareth and went down to the Jordan where John the Baptizer was doing his thing. Jesus stepped into the water, shoulder to shoulder with all the sinners who heard John's cry for repentance. Jesus waded into the muddy water and stood before his cousin John to be baptized. John was stunned. He tried to talk Jesus out of it. I need to be baptized by you, John said. True enough, John was a sinner, while Jesus was sinless. John was a son of Adam, while Jesus was the Son of God. John, like us, needed to be saved by Jesus. But before that could happen, Jesus needed to be baptized by John. Let it be so now, Jesus said. It's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And then an amazing thing happened. Well, 3 amazing things, actually. The heavens were opened, the Holy Spirit descended like a dove, and the Father's voice declared Jesus to be his beloved Son. This is a revelation, like no other. All three persons of the Holy Trinity together declare that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, the servant who comes to suffer for the sins of his people. Jesus' baptism is a revelation. And your own baptism reveals something too. Jesus' baptism revealed his true identity. And your baptism reveals the heart of who you are, a child of God, born again from above by water and the Spirit. Your baptism reveals that you and Jesus belong together. Or don't you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life, a life with Jesus, a life in Christ. Your baptism reveals this about you, as surely as a voice from heaven or a descending dove. You are united with Jesus in his death and united with Jesus in his resurrection. And the certainty of that is your baptism. So Jesus' baptism is revelation. And that baptism is also consecration. Consecration is a word that has a very religious ring to it. And that's probably why we almost never hear it. To be consecrated simply means to be set apart for holy work. Jesus' baptism consecrated him, set him apart to begin his ministry of preaching, teaching, healing, and proclaiming the kingdom of God. Jesus is still dripping wet with baptismal water when he sets off to do battle with the devil, and then to get busy with the work his Father had sent him to do. His baptism was consecration. It gave him his marching orders for ministry. And that's how it is for you and me, too. Your baptism is your consecration. You, too, have been set apart for holy work, the holy work of your vocations and callings. Your baptism has shaped you for the hard work you do in your family, on the job, and in your neighborhood and community, and even at your own church. Your baptism is the proof that God has plans for you, that you are men and women on a mission, people with a purpose in this world. When we ignore our God-given mission, when we put ourselves first and foremost in all of those vocations, we are sinning against God. When we take the easy, wide path to suit our own desires, when we decide to go on sinning because Jesus has promised forgiveness, then we are denying our baptism, rejecting our God-given status, and making a desecration of our consecration. That's what St. Paul meant when he asked in Romans 6, "Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Shall we live as if we were never baptized, as if we were not children of God, consecrated for holy work and holy living?" By no means, Paul says. It can't be that way for you. Does Jesus' suffering and death for you mean so little that you will live as if it never happened, as if the blood and thorns and nails mean nothing to you? By no means. That's not who you are. You are dead to sin, the Bible says. You are alive to God in Christ Jesus. You are consecrated, set apart for holy work. You are baptized. Jesus' baptism was revelation and consecration. And Jesus' baptism was also preparation. Preparation for his sacrifice. Jesus' baptism was a washing in preparation for his death, as the priests of the temple and the tabernacle would wash clean the sacrifices to be offered. His baptism set him squarely on the road to Calvary's cross and crucifixion. He is, after all, God's suffering servant of whom Isaiah spoke, who was pierced for our transgressions, wounded for our iniquities, who bore our sins and carried our sorrows, by whose wounds we have eternal healing. Without that sacrifice, heaven could never be opened for us. The Spirit would not descend on us. The Father would never declare us to be His sons and daughters. But with that sacrifice, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus' baptism was preparation for His death. And your baptism is also preparation for your death. For you have already died with Christ and live with Him. And one day, that will be completed in your death. At your funeral, we'll remember that you are baptized into Christ, that you have been united in a death like His, so that you will certainly enjoy a resurrection like His. Jesus was baptized for you, to fulfill all righteousness for you, so that you might become the righteousness of God. Jesus became our sin in His baptism, so that we become His righteousness in our baptism. Jesus was baptized to reveal, to consecrate, and to prepare a washing for you, your own blessed baptism. In your baptism, you were washed by water and Spirit to die and rise again in Jesus. To you, heaven is opened. You are God's beloved child. With you, He is well pleased. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Please join as we confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, remember us in Your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for this day of the baptism of our Lord.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, You proclaimed Him Your beloved Son and anointed Him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in His name faithful in their calling as Your children and inheritors with Him of everlasting life, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.